Reisha that said min min echon, if it's mamish the same min, either chatsi gezayis of one min, then even another chatsi zayis of the same min, it is mitzarev. Who is talking about min echon the tamchu echon? They're both cooked or they're both roasted. Abuzayis the kasher min echon the tamchu echon tzrich lemeima. What's the chiddush that's mitzarev shita? Yede chatsi zayis chelub, then another chatsi zayis chelub, but terch zeilachilus pras avad is called yede kezayis avad yichayiv. Amarafunam, Hakabamayaskin, the Kiddishis of Gurn Choiselo Yedia Ben Tayim. You weigh the Chatzi Zayas, Chaylev first, Peshkoga, Peshoydi. Then in between you realize you ate Chaylev. And then you finished off eating another Chatzi Zayas Chaylev, still Yechayev a Korban. And here we don't sell Yedia in between his Mechalik. Why not? We have a Gamliel, we go a Libri of Gamliel. The Yom of Gamliel Shit, there is Ein Yedia the Chatzi Shir. When do we say Yedi if you realize you did the chet in between this mechalik? To make it like two different ma'isi mechayiv, two different chiv chatois, the marshal of Yedi chatsi, if Yedi kezayis, chaylev in the morning. And then in the afternoon you realize you did the chet. Then at night you again ate another kezayis, chaylev, the vishkoga, yechayiv two kabonis. Since you had a Yedi in between the chashav Yedi, it's mechayiv to bring korban. But here we only first ate a chatsi zayis. Now a chatzi zayis by itself is not mechayiv to bring korban. So even though you had a yediya that you did that chet, but since the yediya is not mechayiv to korban, hatam gamliel is svar. The yediya is not mechalik. It's not a chashiv yediya. So that's the chiddush here. You had a chatzi zayis chelav. You didn't have no chiyuv korban. Then you realize you did the chet, and then you go teich the achilas pras. Another minute later, you go and eat another chatzi zayis. The chiddush is they're both mitzaref and mechayiv to korban. That's the chiddush here. So the Gemara writes, "Itma, ochal shnei zeisei chelav behelam echad. Somebody ate two kizeisim of chelav with one forgetting. So poshi is only chayiv one korban. Now v'noida lo yala rishon. He realized later that he ate the first kizeis. He did a chet. He realized b'shas yeyet. He thought they're both shumin. They're both mutadik fats. Now later he realized that first he ate chelav in the morning." Then a few hours later, he first realizes that he again, what he ate in the afternoon, he thought it was kosher, the kafats, really it was chelav. So he had a yediya in between realizing one chet and the second chet. His Rabbi Yechanan Noma Chayiv Shtayim. Rabbi Yechanan holds this yediya is mechalek, and merely you have to bring two separate kabonis. Since you realized first you did the chet in the morning, that was mechayiv to bring a korban for that chet. And you didn't know about the second chet yet. Now when you find out about the second chet, that's mechayiv to bring a second korban. For yeshloka shomenein, ein mechayiv elachas. Yechanan says no. And the mitzvah b'shas you ate the first chelav to the second chelav, you didn't have any idea between the ma'isim. So that you find out later that you did the chet, that's not mechalik. Hakol part of the two ma'isim were done together, it's considered like one ma'is avera. So even though you found out about one before the other one, so what? Later, when you found that you did both chatoyin, you have to only bring one chatas for both. So the Gemara of Yechanan, no mechayiv, or as of Yechanan, say yechayiv, the posuk says, al chatosoy the heavy. Mashma, on every chet you do, you have to bring a separate korban. So be you had a yediya in between, even though between the doing of the two averish, you didn't have a yediya. But just later on, you found out about one chet by itself, right away you have to bring korban for that yediya. And later you find out about the second chet, you have to bring another korban. For Yashloka Shama Potter, Shloka says no yepotter. The Pasuk says, Mechatosoi v'nislach loy. Mashma, you have a kapara from a lot of chatoim with one korban. V'nislach loy, Mechatosoi, from your few chatois, you have a kapara. So tomorrow, Akashai, Yashloka Shoksiva, Chatosoi, the heavy. Mashma, for each chet, you have to bring a separate korban. And the Gemara, who liach a kapara? As the shlokish zicher moed, let's say you only know you did the morning's chet, and your mamish was mafresh a korban. Who the acha kaporo? Your mamish brought the korban already. You were makriv, the koyim was makriv the korban for you. And then later on, you first realize you did another chet that afternoon. Cheat, you have to bring another korban because the shasta krov of the first korban, you did not know you did the chet. So that's pshan the posik. Whenever you brought the korban, then you realize you did another chet. Avad, you have to bring another korban. Which is mashmo, you have one kapora for a lot of chatoim. Rabbi Yechanan assigned this posik. He says, whenever you know about the chet, you have to bring a separate korban. Kagoin, we're talking about she'ochal kezayis umachzah. First, he ate a kezayis and a half of chelav. One and a half kezayis of chelav. He realized now that he only ate a kazayis. So now he has to bring a korban. Now on the second half that he ate, since it's only a chatzi shir, there's no chiyuv korban of that. Then he went and finished off eating another chatzi zayis balom shosheni, with the same forgetting of the second one. And then he realized later that he ate kumtasayis another kazayis. He ate a half and a half. And they're both pater chilas pras. So Gumlo says later he realized that they ate a second kazayis. Ma the table is for I would think that since now you ate one chatzi and one chatzi together you ate a kazayis, you should have another chiyuv korban. Kamash on the pasuk, no, here you don't have to bring another korban. Because since the first eating of a kazayis and a chatzi, and you brought a korban for that kazayis eating, the half automatically is with the first one kazayis. So what's left over is just the half of kazayis, for that there's no chiyuv korban at all. Let's see Rashi. Al-Khatosai, the Havi, the Pasuk says, the Havi Korban is here with season to Mimin Akev, Al-Khatosai, Ashachoto. Mashma, Kol Khatas, Vachatas, Yob. That's a Vyachman's Pasuk. And every Chet you do, you had your D, you have to bring Korban. Mechatosai, Vinislach Loi, Afil Loi Havi, Yawa Al-Mitzosai, Khatosai, Vinislach Loi Kuloi. Even you only bring the Korban on one half of the Chet, automatically you have a Kapor for the whole Chet. Since when you first ate one and a half kazaisim, the half of kazaisim is shaft of the first kazaisim. When you realize that first you ate the kazaisim, as if you realize you had a kazaisim in half. So you have a mighty korban, have a mechata bado. The zayis below shum yediyah the prokos, megashir le choshev, nothing. Ava gazayis le mechata below yediyah. But we need a whole kizayish and not mechap unless you have a deer about it. Hilkas kilo yisiyadi lei, bahedja, elo ze acha ze, have your deer's mechapas. In the case where first you realize you ate one kizayish, and then later you realize you ate another kizayish. Later, since you have your deer with one by itself, you mechap to bring korban for that one chet, and when you realize that later you did another chet, you have to bring a separate korban for itself. That's where shlokish, that's a b'yichon svara. Now Zati Gemara. Omer le Ravina Ravashi. Ravina yes Ravashi. What's Pshat Rav Yechanan? The Omer le Ravina Ravashi. For Ravina it's Ravashi. What's Pshat in the Machlokes between Rav Yechanan and Rish Lakish? The Siyoda le Koydim HaFrosha Pligi. His whole Machlokes where he realized that he did one chet, but he wasn't Mafrish Korban yet. And Echnami, later on he realized he did a second chet. Before he was mafresh any korban alone. Still Rabbi Yechanan says, since you realize that you did one chet by itself, it's mechayiv to bring a korban for that chet. Then later you realize that an hour later, you also ate chelev a second time, even though the two eatings were behelamech with one forgetting. But since you realized about one without the other, even without afrosh, a sakorban, you're mechayiv to bring two korbanos. Is that the pshat of Rabbi Yechanan? Uvor pligi, then this is the machlokes. The Ma'as saw the Yediyas Mechalkas. Rabbi Yechanan says the fact that you had a Yediyah, you know now about one Chet, it's Mechayu this Yediyah to bring the Korban for that Chet. And later when you realize you did the second Chet, you have a Chiyah to bring another Korban. Well, Ma'as saw, Resh Lakish holds, no, Yediyah is not Mechalik. But what is Yediyah Mechalik? I'll tell you how fresh is Mechalkas. If you set aside the Korban, you realize now that at 9 o'clock in the morning, you ate Chelev. So you set aside a Korban for that Chelev. Then later you realize that at 10 o'clock in the morning you also had chilev a second time. Maybe here Rish Lakish is also Maida. You have to bring a second korban. Because since you already mafresh this chatis for the morning's chet, it doesn't help anymore for the second chet, even though the kohen didn't bring the korban yet. But just after Rosh alone is also mechaper. It's when, does Rish Lakish say, you need only one korban, that's when you only have yediyah in between. But you weren't mafresh the korban. But in the case where you mafresh the korban, maybe Rish Lakish is also meida, it's mechalik. The Gemara, avliyachar afrosha, but in the case where you mafresh the korban already, meida le Rish Lakish to Rabbi Yechon lechayiv shtayim. The fact you knew about one and you mafresh the korban for that chet, later when you find out about the second chet, since you mafresh the first one for the first one, it doesn't help for the second one anymore. You have to bring another korban for the second one. That's one way to learn the machlokes. Adilma, maybe no, that's not the machlokes. You're talking about Adilma, the siyadilei liyachar afrosha pligi. The whole machlokes is, even in the case where you already mafresh the korban for the first chet, and after that you realize you did a second chet. Uvahol pligi, the mas sover hafroshes machalkes, as Reb Yechonah says, you have to bring two kavonis. It's only in a case where after you found out about the first chet, you right away will mafrish, you set aside a korban for that chet. Now you realize about the second chet, you have to bring another korban. Well, mas sover, Reb Shlokesh says, no, even though you set aside this korban for the first chet, so what? Kozman, the Kohen didn't bring it yet. It's not Mechalik. You could be Yotzel Kapor with the second Chet also. Masoba Kapor is Mechalikus. What's Mechaybi to bring another Korban? Only if Mamish the Kohen was Makr of the first Korban. As first you realize you ate Chaylev 9 o'clock in the morning. You were Makrish a Korban and the Kohen was Makr of it. So you have the Kaporah. Now later you found out that you did a Chet again 10 o'clock. Havad, you have to bring another Korban. Avokoydim Afrosha. But if you realize before the Avokoydim Afrosha, but let's say Stam, in the first you found out you ate Chalev 9 o'clock in the morning. With your D alone, you weren't mafresh the korban for it yet. Stam, you found out that you did a Chet 9 o'clock. Then later you find out that at 10 o'clock you also ate Chalev, could be Moidil like Rabbi Yechonah Resh Lakish. In such a case, Rabbi Yechonah is also Moidil to Resh Lakish, the Enechai Velachis. But this Pshan the Machlekesh Rabbi Yechon only holds if you set aside a korban for the first chet. So the afrosh of the korban, that's machalik to make it like two different chatoim. You have to bring two different chatois. But kol zaman you didn't set it aside. You just realize first that you ate chel of 9 o'clock. You had an idea about that chet. And then later you had another idea that 10 o'clock you also ate chel of. And echnami, you could be ate with one korban. Hey, that's the shaila. Where's the machlekes of Yechonah Resh Lakish? Did the machlekes Resh Lakish of Yechonah just to D alone? Or even according to Reb Yechonah, you have to have Afroshim? I do, mother, your third side is, bein bezu machlekes. Machlekes is both cases. Reb Yechonah holds, a Yediyah alone is Mechalik, even without that Rosh Hashanah Korban. Just the fact you find out about one Chet without the second Chet, that alone is Mechayiv to bring two separate Kabonis. And Resh Lakish holds no. Even if you have a Yediyah, and even if you have a Afrosha, you mamish mafresh the Korban for the first Chet, so what? Kozuman the Kohen wasn't active the Korban yet. If you find out that you did a second Chet, and you have the first Korban around, you can have both Kaparos with one Korban. So that's the suffix. Where exactly is the Machlekes? Was the Machlekes in both cases? Omalei, he answered back, Yishno Mistavra, the Svar is, Bein Bezu Machlekes. Rabbi Yechonah and Resh Lakish both hold the Svaras in all cases. Hey Zai, if you only have the idea alone, Rabbi Yechonah holds you have to have two Kavonis. And Resh Lakish holds, even if you made a Maisaf Rasha, still one Korban helps for both. What's the Svar? Why is the Svar this way that the Mechulak in both cases? So at the Moradi, Sakladayat, you're going to think, Kaidim Afrosha Pligi, the whole Machlekes is only before you made Afrosha, just with Yedi alone. That's where Rabbi Shlokesh Dinzachan says, one Chatis Patis both, did not Machalek. Alva, you want to tell me Liach Afrosha, but if you already set aside the Korban for one Chet, you realize you did one Chet and you set aside a Korban, then later you find out about the second Chet, you'll have to bring a second korban, even according to Resh Lakish, is Moidilei Resh Lakish Rabbi Yechonah and the Chayiv Shtayim. In such a case, Shechayiv Tu Chatoyis, by the Zoyer Shver. Before, when he asked the Kasha to Resh Lakish, the Pasuk says, Mechatosoy, Al Chatosoy Vehevi, which is Mashma, every single Chet needs its own Kaporah. That was the Kasha right to Rabbi Yechonah. Every Chet needs its own Kaporah. How did Resh Lakish answer that Pasuk? The answer of the Pasuk is talking about Liachar a kapara. If you already brought the korban, the kohen was makib the korban for the first chet. Then even Rabbi Yechonah Resh Lakish is already, you have to bring a second korban. Is the kasha adamukil the kruel liachar kapara? Why did Resh Lakish have to set aside the pasuk? You need two kabonis. If you were makib the korban liachar kapara, look me liachar frosha. If you want to tell me the whole machlokes is just what you did alone. But when you set aside the korban, you mafrish the korban, Resh Lakish is murdered to Rabbi Yechonah, that you have to have two kabonis, why doesn't Resh Lakish assign the pasuk like that? When the pasuk says each chet needs its own korban, it's like afrosha. So Chur Tzuraya, Resh Lakish showed, even after afrosha also, you yoytze with one korban. So the only thing that makes you bring two kabonis is if you have a kapor already. If you set aside and the kohen was makib the korban for the first chet, then you realize you did a second chet, you have to bring another korban. Taita, V'yach HaFrosha Pligi. And if you want to tell me the whole machloikis is only Yach HaFrosha, Avokaitim HaFrosha. But if you only have Yidi, you did the Chet, you didn't set aside the Korban yet, you want to tell me maybe there, Moida Le Reb Yechon Rosh Lakish, Reb Yechon is Moida, Tiyena Chayiv Elachas, in such a case you only Chayiv one Korban. His when does Reb Yechon say you Chayiv two Korbanish? You want to tell me only when you made a Maisa HaFrosha. You set aside the Korban for the first Chet. But if you didn't set aside just with your D alone, and a chanami, one korban helps. I was like before Adamuki lay cruel, because I some achso. When you had a kasher, a posik says, mechatosay v'nislach loy, which was mashma that for a few chatoyim you have a kapora from one with one chatis. So you had a kasher called Rav Yechon. Rav Yechon always says, the yadis is machalik, you have to bring a second separate korban. How do you have a case that one korban helps for two chatoyim? So you had to answer the posik is talking about, because I some achso. Yed a kazayis and a hair first, and then yed a second hair. Is look, maletza zayin the posik, koydim afrosha. If you tell me, Rabbi Yechon only says liachra afrosha, you have to bring two korbanos. So if you have a posik that says yed with one korban, I'll tell you it's talking about koydim afrosha. There was you only had a yediyah, you realized you did the chet in the morning, and you didn't mafresh your korban yet. Then later you got a second yediyah, you did a second chet. Since you didn't set aside any korbanos, Rabbi Yechon is made yed with one korban. So why didn't he assign the posik in this case? Elamai lechur tzaraya that the both mechuluk of Yechon Mishlokish in both cases. So made us good. The only time of Yechon says he eats with one korban is the first yid kezayis to machza, then yid another machza. And the only time Mishlokish holds you have to bring two korbanos is dafka liyacha kaporah. This will be a good raya. So the Gemara name could be there's no raya. V'dilma svukei mishafkulei. I'll tell you, it's a sophic. What's pshat in machlokes Reb Yechon and Mishlokes? It's not bor. It's a sophic. The Gemara goof was mesafkele, was mesupik. What's pshat in machlokes Reb Yechon and Mishlokes? So therefore, when the Gemara asked the kashas on the psukim, it's shver one the other. The teretz is in tim tzolayma koma. It's with maybe. In tim tzolayma, the Gemara answered as if you want to tell me. The whole machloikis is v'davka before you set aside the korban. That's where Rav Yechon says with yedi alone you have to bring two korbanos, and Rish Lakish says no, yedi alone is not mechayiv you two. Calls the man you didn't set aside a korban, you only have to bring one korban. Or b'zoy, we have Yechon and Hechi Mukla l'kru. We had as Rav Yechon at that time the pasuk is mashmo with one chatis yoytze both chatoyim. I Rav Yechon says even without a frosh, just yedi alone makes you bring two korbanos. So this pshat the only yetsu is b'ksayis somachza. In the case we first yed one kazayis and a half, and then yed another half later. So here there's not mustarav since the first half was with part of the first eating, and you brought a korban for the first eating, you mafresh it, you have a kapora with the first one. So the second half of kazayis means nothing by itself. Vayta v'im tim sleiman, and if you want to tell me, l'yachra afrosha pligi, that no, the whole machloikis is only after you mafresh a korban. That's when Rabbi Yechon says you have to bring two korbanos. And that's where Rish Lakish says, even in that case, you only have to bring one korban. Still pligi Rish Lakish, or v'zei hoi chechi mukla v'kro, how does Rish Lakish, that's time the posik, that's mashmo, for each chet, needs its own kaporo, I Rish Lakish holds, even after afrosha, even though you satisfied the korban for the first chet, and then you realize you did the second chet, but kol zaman, your korban didn't bring it yet, you could be yetsu with one korban, so what's pshan the posik that says, no, you have to bring a separate chatis for each chet? It's a teretz, and that's why the Gemara gave a teretz. If you look at the krov of the achak kaporo, you have to assign the posik is back to talking about the achak kaporo. In other words, you realize at 9 o'clock in the morning you ate chalif, and you set aside a korban, and the kohen brought the korban already for that chalif. Then later you realize that 10 o'clock the same day, the hele mechad, you ate chalif a second time. It doesn't help anymore the kaporo, because the kohen already brought the korban. That's pshat on the posik. Al chatosoi. That heavy on every chet, you have to bring a separate korban. If you already marked up the korban once, then you realize you did a second chet. Pshita, this korban can't help anymore for the second korban. All right, we'll stop.
You hold the bottom, you define aleph from a base, the bottom gemara. Omar ula, you know the chiddush. Omar ula. Lamandi Yoma Oshem Vadai Moiboy Yidia Betchila. Lamandi Yom that holds Oshem Vadai does not need a Yidia Metchila. Now, as to bring the korban for Noshim Vada, you don't have to know you did the chet. By a chatis, that's cheat. If somebody did a chet, that has mechuyah to bring a chatis, before he brings the korban, he has to know he did the chet. If somebody ate chalev, so b'shas he ate chalev, he was a shaydik. He forgot this is chalev, or else he forgot that such an issa to eat chalev. Later he remembers, he knows that he did the chet, then he brings the korban chatis. That's your story by chatis. Chatis zicha needs the idea before you have a chiyuv to bring the korban. By oshem it's a machlokes. Oshem kamos unsi rashi, there are three types of ashamas we have. There's an asham ilois, asham gzelos, and asham shifchah harufa. If you boil the shifchah harufa, you did it b'shaydig, or even b'meizid, then you realize you did it, you have to bring a korban oshem. Or else milois, if you're moil behegdish, or else asham gzelos. Sometimes you steal, you have a chiyuv to bring an asham gzelos. On Oshram, it's a machlokes if you have to know you did the chet before you bring the korban or not. Moshe, such a thing as an Oshram tolim. Oshram tolim means you're mesupik if you did the chet or not. You're not sure you did it or not. You could bring an Oshram tolim. What about later when you find out that you did the chet? Does the first korban help for that or not? It's a machlokes. Some say yes. When you first brought the korban, you brought it out the surface. You didn't know if you did the chet or not. That's called an Oshram tolim. Then later, you know for sure you did the chet. The first korban you brought helps for that chet also. Now it's Oshem Vadai does not need the idea. Even though Bishash you brought the korban, you did not know you Vadai did the chet, still the korban helps for you. That's one mandiyama. Another mandiyama says no. In order to be yotza with an Oshem Vadai, it's like a chatis. It's only if before you brought the korban, you know for sure you did the chet. Then you bring the korban to mechaper for your chet. Then you yaitza an osham vaday. But lo yitzuyi b'shash you brought the korban, you are mesupik if you are bala shivach harufa. You're not sure you did it or not. You're still mesupik if you did it or not. And you brought the korban. Later you found out that you vaday did the chet. You have to bring a new korban because an osham also needs the idea before you bring the korban. That's the machlokes. So ma'ula leman the yoma, the one leman the yoma that says increases. Oshem Vadai loy bo yidiyah betchila. As the Shasha brought the Oshem Vadai, you did not know you Vadai did the chet. As far as you're concerned, you still have a suffix if you did the chet or not. And you brought the korban out of suffix. Then later you found out you did the chet, the lochir is a yoitzah. You don't have to bring another korban. Let's see Rashi. Oshem Vadai. Kol ha-shomai is kruyin Oshem Vadai. The three chiyuvim to bring an Oshem is called an Oshem Vadai. Chutz mi Oshem Toli. Just means lafuk in Oshem Toli. Oshem Toli means you have a suffix if you did the chet altogether or not. So kol zeman you don't know Vadai, you can bring a korban Oshem Toli. There's a din of an Oshem Toli. We're talking about an Oshem Vadai. That means later on you know Vadai did the chet. Is bo aloi hoida vehein shleisha. There are three types of Oshem Vadai. Haboy alachet Oshem Milus. One of you had a no from Hegdish, Shechayiv and Oshem Mila. Oshem Gzelis, if you stole and you swore that you didn't steal, and then you were over Ashur Shechem, you have to bring Hashem Gzelis. And Hashem Shifa Harufam. And the tzad you were boil on this Shifa Harufam, you have to bring an Oshem. Now, Samara is saying, let the man the Yom, you don't need the idea, what's the locha?